Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could come in my bottle of water and tell me it's extra nutrients. I think I've used that one before. Anyway, my guest today is a comic who's very wonderful, a comedian, a funny person. It is Keetra Long.
I do my own audio sounds.
I like that you make your own audio sounds. That makes me happy. We all have to be, I don't know, let's see. We have to be our own cheerleaders?
Yes. Yes. But in some cases, Nicole, you everybody cheerleader.
I try to be, you know, I just try to be a nice person, have a nice time, tee hee hee, ha ha ha, have a nice life, you know?
Yeah, and you will, because you're such a good person.
Thank you. Keetra, tell me about yourself. You grew up in Birmingham, Alabama?
Word.
You're the youngest of 4 sisters?
Wait a minute, you really did some research? Did you really do research like that?
I got a new assistant and she's really fucking crushing it. I ask her to do things and she like does it. It's really wild. My other one didn't do that. but you know, we don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about how she bought a computer with my money and didn't tell me. We don't have to talk about that. Anywho.
You have fire people money now?
I mean, I have fire people money when they spend my money and don't tell me. Then you gotta fire the person.
So you're getting the K. Michelle treatment.
I guess.
Do you know who K. Michelle is? Do you know?
I know who K. Michelle is, but I just don't know what you're referencing.
So she had an assistant and she was her friend as well, but her assistant apparently stole from her. But
ooh, wait. Well, I mean, everything but the friend part. Anywho, so, okay, you're the youngest of 4 sisters. What is it like growing up with 4 ladies who are your sisters who are older than you? Like, do they give you dating advice? Do they give you life advice? What's it about? You close?
I am close with all my sisters. As close as close could be. I'm the baby. So, you know, they don't really fuck with me like that.
No?
Like, no, now they do. But like as a kid, I was very much like a loner because they were older and everybody was doing their thing. And it's like my older sister's like a 13, 14 year age gap between us. So
Damn. She
basically raised me. So I was always in the house just destroying shit and singing and dancing and like myself alone. But like I always wanted a brother.
Uh-huh.
Too much vagina in the house.
And you never got a brother. This microphone you have is so tiny. This is a Price is Right microphone. This is funny.
Hey, I didn't even notice how big your microphone.
Oh, mine is so big. Ooh, I love talking into big things.
Yeah, and I love talking into little things. I only have so much capacity, Nicole.
I guess a 13-year age gap. Yeah, like you can't really go to a 26-year-old as a 13-year-old and be like, hey, excuse me, I have some boy problems. It's like, bitch, I'm dealing with a lot more than that. I'm 26.
Yeah, you was on like your third abortion. But now, you know, we are really close, and I did talk to them a lot, but I did a lot of my mom passed away when I was 12. Mm-hmm. So we all had to grow up like on our own and individually, but they gave me, basically they taught me indirectly because I learned from all of their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
From all of that, like they didn't even have to say now. I was like, you had three babies, but it's okay, you don't do this. Okay, okay. Yeah, no, I wanna do none of that. So I've seen so much, like so much that my brain was programmed to be like, yeah, I don't want none of you bitches' lives.
I love it. You see it and you're like, okay. That's how that turned out. And I'm going to do something different. So it turns out a little differently.
Yeah. And that's the blessing and the curse at the same time. Because they still talk to me like around my older sister, when I curse and mm-hmm. I curse a lot. You heard me speak. You know, I curse a lot. But she'll still be like, and she'll call me by my full name.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can't curse around her. So it's a gift and a curse. It's like I'm an adult now. You have to respect me, but they still look at me as like, you the baby, so you just gonna get sunned.
I feel like, yeah, you're always the baby. Nobody ever lets you grow up. They're always like, oh, another baby. She's so cute. She's the youngest. And it's like, I'm a fucking adult. You'll treat me as such.
And what? You know what's fucked up?
What?
I'm the smallest too.
How's that fucked up? You're the baby. You're the baby and you're tiny.
No, but it's like they took all the genes. They took all the good stuff. And I was like, whatever. We got some, I guess we can spare some ass.
I mean, that's good. Having an ass, that's nice. Having a nice fat ass. Come on. That's the best. I got a fat ass.
But my older sister's like gorgeous. She has like these beautiful eyes that change colors, like a nice petite figure.
What are you talking about? You are nice and petite. You got pretty eyes. What do you mean?
No. Like, okay, she like a better version of me.
I don't do that. That's not right. She's a better version. Yes. Oh no. So you're like the copy, the carbon copy, where it's like it gets all a little fucked up the more you try to copy it.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And I look like my sister, my sister that's the second oldest from her. Her teeth are so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has the most beautiful teeth. My sister that's right next to me in age, dimples. Oh my! Like it's like they got like the good and none of, and all of them are at least 5'5".
Wait, how tall are you?
5'2".
So what? 5'2" is great. You're down by the ground. You'll see all the pennies.
Oh, shit. Nicole, that's a bull. You know, I walked out on stage the other night in earshot. This lady was sitting right in front of the stage. Uh-huh. You know what she didn't give a fuck about? Did not give a fuck about my feelings. I walked out on stage. Music stops. It's like that, you know, that brief moment of silence. Uh-huh. She goes, oh, she's fun size.
That's rude as fuck. You can't say that. Oh, she's fun sized.
In my face, lady? In my face?
Did you say anything back to her?
Actually, I'm angry sized. Very, very. The disrespect.
What show is that? That's funny.
No, I was at the Irvine Improv. Yeah.
The Irvine Improv, yeah.
Ontario Improv. Yeah, I was at that.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've been to the Ontario. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. I've been to a lot of fucking places. So wait, you moved to LA in 2010. And then when did you start doing stand-up?
Around 2011, 2012.
Okay.
I, the I would say around 2012, that's the real time. Cause you know, I quit like 642 times before that.
Sure. I quit. There was in 2019, I quit every single weekend. There was at least one show in the weekend where I was like, I'm not coming back. Those motherfuckers don't deserve me. Me getting out of this hotel room, me walking on stage, me talking into the microphone. None of that's happening today. And then I take a shower, get dressed, go do the show and have a really nice time. Yeah, all the time. Just quit every fucking weekend.
That they don't deserve me.
They don't deserve this. They don't deserve my beauty. I did end one show early because people kept interrupting me. It was like the fifth time I was interrupted. And I had played with them the show before. And then the second show, I was just like, I'm a fucking person. Just let me talk. And it was like 47 minutes in, 45 minutes in. I went, you know what? I know I was in the middle of this, but y'all don't deserve to hear the punchline. Fuck you. Fuck this town. Goodbye. And that was... Appleton, Wisconsin. I hate that place. I'll never fucking go back. I'll go to other places. I ain't gonna see no more apples.
I think I saw you say something about that.
I hate them. I'll talk about Appleton, Wisconsin whenever I get the fucking chance. Ooh-wee. Not everybody there is terrible, but a lot of people are. I'd say it's probably 60-40. 60 people terrible, 40 people are nice. That's it. That's it.
What were you doing to Matt when you were walking off the stage or on the plane ride?
This is me walking off stage doing math in my head, being like, you suck, you suck, you suck, you seem nice, lady, you seem nice, you suck. Oh man, I fucking hate it there. But I mean, if you get booked there, go, you'll have a nice time, I bet.
I don't think you heard my complete set. I think you just heard it in bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. People think like this physique, this demeanor, this face, this physicality, people mm-hmm. are supposed to talk about rainbows and butterflies. And when they hear what comes out of my mouth, they be like, oh. wait. That wasn't what this was supposed to be. They should have told us.
I like that you think that people see a small person, they go, rainbows and butterflies. I can't wait to hear comedy about that. I like your stuff. I think you were so fucking funny. You made me laugh so hard when I saw you at Dynasty Typewriter. Can you tell me about the time you invited Neo to see you perform at the J Spot?
Why'd you bring that up? You're gonna bring up my not finest hour?
Well, how'd you meet Neo? How did you invite Neo? How did you get him to come see you perform?
Listen, this is the last time I'm ever going to tell this Bob story.
Okay.
It's on this day, remember this.
Wait, this is going to come out July 1st. You know, we're in the thick of summer, and this is the last time you are telling this Neo story.
The last time. You get it exclusively. So, when I first moved to, first of all, I have the dumbest luck. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just have dumb luck and I'm never thinking like I'm the one.
Okay.
I'll be in a crowded room and I'm never thinking like out of all these millions, I'm going to be the one. Anyway, I used to go to a lot of stuff, so much stuff when I first came to LA, just so many entertainment events. I used to get invited to random stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was at the AMAs. It was either the AMAs, the CA, one of those award shows.
Probably the AMAs. Neo's like, he's not a country singer. The CMAs is country.
I said the CAAs, and that's it. Talent.
Oh, that's an agency. That's a creative arts agency, baby. So, okay, the American Music Awards, the AMAs.
We'll say that. Right? Or the Billboard Awards. One of those awards.
One of them.
And I met him. You know, I mean, just being myself, just talking shit. And he goes, man, you're funny. What do you do? And then I was like, I'm a comedian. And he's like, oh, really? What's your next show? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, I got a spot. I got a show at the J Spot tomorrow night. He's like, we coming. Him and the whole clique. That was like, they ain't fucking coming. Yo, this is me like 2 days into comedy, Nicole. Uh-huh. 2 days and 22 seconds into comedy. And I'm like, yeah, I got a show tomorrow. Come see me. Okay, come see these hot 3 seconds. I'm about to, because at that point, I thought I had an hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I had my hour. I thought I had my special. Anyway, Neo and his clique show up to the J spot. Mercedes Benz, like they come, his manager, they show up, him and the people. The J spot sits them in the VIP. They like, we in the VIP. We popping bottles of whatever deep water they got, champipply. Okay. So they think, I'm not very certain. Okay, Jackie Fabulous was on stage. Jackie wasn't doing so hot. Nothing is more unnerving than performing for Black people with money. Or Black people that think they got money. It's more unnerving than that because, baby, You ain't, what's your little talent? Do your little thing. Because we here to show off our outfits. Okay. So Jackie, she's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? She's like, but I'm going to go kill it. Okay. I'm going to go kill. Jackie gets off stage and I'm like, yeah, so this is what you got to do. You got to tell them this and you got to do that. Watch this. So the host, and I forget who was hosting, but he was a real asshole. He goes, yeah, this next young lady, she came on say, I never seen her before, but.
That's the worst when a host goes, I ain't never seen this bitch before, but I think she might be funny. I don't know. She looks funny. Please welcome to the stage. You're like, you what? Just say, right. Just say it's funny. Just say it.
Right. No, that ain't the, that's not the coup de grace. He goes, I ain't never seen her, but she must be funny. She got her people, Neo them in the building. All she, they in the VIP. So, but wait, Nicole, at this point, I still got confidence. Okay. Still got confidence because I still ain't been up there yet. I do have my click. My click is here. So I get on stage and I'm like, hey. It was like, eh. But I'm used to getting like, hey, okay. And of course, it's the old, an old Black auntie and an old Black grandma in the audience is my worst enemy. Because they all, anytime you hear, I like her.
They're not going to like you.
You're not about to, you didn't do good. Okay. you didn't do good. So I was like, hey. And it was like, the claps were like faint as fuck. It was like, and then it's like to say, she, I like her. She cute. And I was like, okay. So I get out. I tell, I'm like, I'm finna come up across the head. I'm gonna tell my closer. I did my closer and they was like, no. And I panicked. I panicked because remember, I got like 7 minutes of material at this point. My closer was like 2.5. So at this point, I got 5 minutes and it's gotta be heat. I keep going. Nothing. Finally, I say one thing, and this dude puts his foot on the stage. This is how close he is to me. And he says, damn, baby, you fine, but you ain't funny.
Oh no.
Everybody heard it. Everybody heard it.
Oh no.
This is Neo's exit.
Oh no, Neo leave.
This is when they exited.
Oh no, how wild.
And they left, but I didn't see them exit at this point. Oh. So they let me suffer through 5 more minutes, got off stage, and then I look at the VIP, they not there. So then I go outside. They were in the car. I was like, did y'all have fun? did y'all? They're like, yeah. We'll call you and faded.
We'll
it.
Call you.
Never saw him again. Never saw him again.
How truly devastating! My word.
They must have lost my number.
Oh no, baby, you fine, but you ain't funny. That's heartbreaking.
Put his foot on the stage. Don't forget that part. Put his foot
He put his foot in it. Oh my God. Oh, that is truly, truly devastating. How did you get into comedy? How did you decide you wanted to do it? And
honestly, after that, how did you find the strength to continue? No, I'm kidding. After every bomb, you're like, whatever, let me just try this shit again.
To be honest, Nicole, I thought you was going to have some fine talent behind you. And I don't, ain't no man came out yet. Ain't no man. I'm waiting for, this is, why won't you date me? And I'm looking for a date. I thought you were going to have several dates.
Oh, I, you know what? God bless. I'm so sorry. It is not a podcast where I find you a date. I would be doing the Lord's work if I was hooking people up, but selfishly, I just call this Why Won't You Date Me? And I interview people, and then it's up to the people listening to slide into your DMs, and that happens.
I thought, now to be honest, I listened to the podcast, but I thought she was going to do something special for me.
I'm so sorry. But imagine I was like, and here are all the men. And then there's just a bunch of dudes who are like, oh, hello. Or ladies, I don't know what you're into. And they're like, oh, hello, I got you. But no, sorry, I don't have any dates for you.
Okay, well, I guess I will trudge along in this bullshit ass life story about oh, well.
Well, listen, you just have to wait till, okay, so we're recording this before July. So this is going to come out in July. So you just got to wait till July. July 1st is going to drop. And then, okay, tell them right now. What is your Instagram?
Oh, well, since ain't no dick on the docket.
What is your Instagram?
At Keetra Long, at K-E-T, as in Tom, R-A, Long.
What's your Twitter?
Officially Keetra, at, I hope y'all know how to spell officially, but it's Keetra.
Can you spell officially? No, I'm kidding. No. But No. I hope y'all can spell it, because I spelled it once to name it that, and then I never thought about it again. I don't think I can spell officially. O-F-F-I-A-L. No. L-Y.
You missed the whole C. How did you miss the C?
Wait, officially. Officially. O-F-F-I-C-A-L-L-Y?
I-A-L-L-Y.
Ah, shit. This is embarrassing. Listen, okay, we just gave out Keetra's fucking Instagram and shit. So if you trying to take Keetra on a date, slide into those DMs. What is your type, Keetra?
Anybody with some money? Like lots of money.
Anybody with some money?
Anybody with some money. A 4-foot goat.
A 4-foot goat, as long as it's got money?
As long as it got money.
Keetra, no.
Yes, I'll tell you.
A goat can't take care of you.
Hey, rent is due on the 15th, okay?
Keetra, a goat can't cook you dinner. A goat can't take you out to the movies.
A goat can be dinner, okay?
So you want to date a 4-foot goat that's going to give you money, you're going to cook it for dinner? You, girl.
Money is my motivation.
Money is my motivation. So, okay, so you're looking for somebody with money.
Yes, rich, because I am still... I ain't made it yet.
Okay.
2 Tuesdays from now. Hey, in July when this airs, might be different, but as of date, I ain't made it.
Okay. So, all right, listen. In a world, say we're in like the upside down or whatever, everything is different, money doesn't matter. What are you looking for?
Ooh. Loyalty.
Okay. What else?
Loyalty, tall, be tall, please.
Okay, tall, loyal.
Be attractive, please.
Attractive.
Okay. And don't try to do comedy. That's it.
Okay, and don't try to do comedy.
Don't try to tell me any fucking jokes. Don't try to tell me your friends tell you you're funny. Don't try to compete with me. Don't even like comedy. How about that?
Don't like comedy? But don't you want them to support you and like come to your shows and shit?
Yeah, but I want them to sit there and be quiet. Just be secure. Nicole, I'm sure you get this as a female comedian. I'm sure you get it all the time. Like,
get what?
Random dudes who may or may not know you. And they're like, oh, people tell me I'm funny all the time. Or they're trying to tell you jokes and shit.
Yeah, I have been on dates with gentlemen who are like, I'm funny. People have told me I'm very funny. They told me I could be a comedian. And I'm like, oh, well, if they tell you to do it, you should just go do it. I went on a date with a dude who I was like, this isn't a date. You're just picking my brain about like open mics and shit. And I was like, I don't know how to say this without coming across as cocky. It's like, I don't do open mics anymore. But like, here's a website that you could find a lot of open mics on. Here's a lot of spots that still do them, or not still do them, but do them. And then he was like, oh, okay. So like, do I just like show up? And I was like, I can't walk you through how to do all this. This is terrible.
This dude just slid in my DMs. He's actually kind of cute. He had a daughter. Ugh. And
You don't want no kids?
I try to embarrass single fathers. Single mothers wore the shame for years. My mother was a single mother. Like she wore the scarlet letter. Got to get them all back now. Got
to
get them all back.
Time to flip the script on a man who stepped up and is taking care of his child.
Right. Yeah, you can't be stepping up. Can't be out here posting pictures of you and the kid looking cute. Ugh, you're filthy. Where's your woman? Where's your ring? Dirty. You're dirty. You're disgusting. You should be married. God doesn't approve of this.
So what did you say to him in your DMs?
No, here's the thing. You know, oh, it was from the show, Marcella's show that we did.
Oh, yeah. Women Crush.
Yes. This dude was actually like two or three dudes was in my DMs. But this one.
Oh.
This one, he was cute. I can't, he was like, hey, I really enjoyed your set. Maybe we can go out some, like. No, this way he said, maybe we can have coffee and I can discuss, like, I've always wanted to do comedy and we can discuss. I was like, well, I don't drink coffee, but I can tell you if you want to do comedy, you know, just start with open mics. Boom. And then I said, there's a list, there's groups on Facebook. And he goes, yeah, but he's nudging at, I want to take you out. Now, my brain is very black and white. Mm-hmm. If you would like to date me, say that. If you would like to talk to me about comedy, say that. Like I don't.
You're not mixing the two. You're not getting a spatula, putting it in a bowl, mixing it up, scooping it out.
Yeah, and that's in general. That's with anything in life. You have to be very direct with me. I have my brain a little slow. But he was like, he just kept prodding, like, yeah, but do you have an open mic? I said, I don't have an open mic. Sir, what do you want? Because at this point, follow me. That's the courtesy. That's how you get me. You get my numbers. Help me get my numbers up. Otherwise, I'm just not, like, you're not even doing the basics. And you got a kid. Sir, I could just tell you now, I could just save us both some pain. I probably went fuck.
I mean, I also think people could be just a little bit more direct and a little bit more upfront with like what their intentions are and like what the fuck they want from you. Because otherwise you just have to wonder, and that's not fun.
My mom used to always say, because I was my mom's favorite. Argue with your mama if you want to argue with me about that. That was for my sisters. My mom used to always say, like, you have so much book sense, but no common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a hard time in life, baby.
Wow.
But no, she understood my strength. Like, I'm not, like, you have to say, yes or no. Like the in-between doesn't make sense to me. Nothing absolute doesn't make sense to me. So if he would have asked me out, I would have respected him more and I probably would have said yes. But since he was like, do you have an open mic? Which I said, at this point, I was like, you seen my work, baby. Do it look like I got an open mic? Come on. Look, I'm professional out here.
When did you get your first boyfriend?
Oh shit, that's murky. Cause I was like ugly up until I was like, I think I was 17, 18.
Oh, stop it. You weren't ugly.
I get tired of having to tell people these stories. I wasn't ugly, but let me just say this. I was very awkward. I had from probably fifth, sixth grade to 12th grade, very awkward. I had a mustache. I weighed 87 pounds when I graduated high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny.
Yes. I was very little. I was very, you know, and then I had to put myself, didn't have myself together. You know, people mm-hmm. don't believe that, but that's honestly. So that was like 17, 18. I didn't get my first boyfriend until then. And he was in college.
Oh, he was in college.
He was in college. So I did.
Oh, so an older man, a man. Oh, whatever. I tried.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he was. Still follow me on Instagram because they still all want it. You see it, baby.
Real quick, we have to take a break.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy, I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
And we're back. Okay, so you're saying every dude you've ever dated follows you on Instagram because they all still want it?
Or the last dude that proposed to me, like last month or the month before last, who is married, by the way?
Wait, you said what? The last dude who what?
Proposed to me.
Proposed marriage to you, was already married.
No. He wasn't already. He went and got married after I cheated on him. But that's neither here nor there.
Wait, what? Back up. So the last, start this again. The last dude that you started again.
See, Nicole, you're missing the point. I was trying to get somewhere else with that. See how I.
And I'm trying to reverse back and take a left. Okay. I don't want to go right. I want to know about this man who you cheated on and then he got married, but he still follows you on Instagram. Tell me about this.
He don't follow me on Instagram, but he like he came to my page like after a long. Okay. So quick story. I grew up Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if you know that in your research.
Let me go through it. Nope, that's not there.
So I grew up Jehovah's Witness and at one point I was trying to get my life together. I'm a heathen right now. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But the Kingdom Hall was like right behind my last apartment. So I would just walk there and start going. And I was trying to get myself together. And he was there and I noticed him. And then one day I went to the bank and we re-met. I had some problems. Mm-hmm. We re-met. We connected. Well, he was disfellowship. I don't know what that is. That's when you kind of disassociated from the congregation or whatever at the time. So he was living life fast and free. So he was fucking around. And then he was like, marry me. But I'm out here, baby. You can't tame me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so I ended up cheating on him with an ex-dude that was dogging me out. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandma died and Bae flew me back to Alabama, where then on the way back, I cheated on him with said ex. And then he was trying to get back with me. He had proposed. He was like, let's get married before I go back into the congregation. Let's get married before I go back into the truth. Anyway, Long story short, that didn't work out. Needless to say, he went through my phone, found out I was cheating. None of his business, but he got what he got.
Okay.
You know, shouldn't have got caught. Shouldn't have got caught catching me. You know what I mean? So anyway, he left. We broke up. We parted ways. This was probably like 5 years ago. And he would always message me and email me all the time. So I was like, yeah, he before he got married, he messaged me and he emailed me. And I was like, great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kept emailing. I was like, listen, I'm going to tell your wife. If you keep contacting me, I'm going to tell your wife.
Uh-huh.
And then he held off for like another 7 months. And then he hit me up again. And I sent his wife a message on Facebook. Get your man. Only because he had did me dirty. He did me dirty.
But you cheated on him.
Yeah, but he had did me dirty in the midst of that.
But how did he do you dirty?
Because he called said dude I was cheating with.
But you were cheating, so you were doing the dirty first.
No, because he should have went through my phone.
But you were cheating, so then he like thought maybe I should go through her phone, and then it confirmed that you were cheating. Kendra!
If you think, then you should just go.
Okay.
I don't believe in going through people's phones. I do not believe that, because if your instincts is telling you something, follow that instincts or be prepared for whatever consequences come later. Because guess what? He did find out I was cheating, and then we still got back together and I was still cheating.
The best part about this is the way you are telling this, like you are in the right. You are not in the right.
No, I can tell this
story. We got back together and I was still cheating.
I can tell you that now because it was a lesson learned. First of all, I'm not a good cheater. I'm not at all, because I was nervous every time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, and I'm not that person. That's what I learned. I'm not that person. But then I told his wife, and he probably deleted the messages from her, because one morning I woke up at 5 o'clock to take my pee break.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it's like 9 Instagram likes on my phone. And guess who they're from? Him. Why do you keep finding me?
I guess he just really loves being cheated on. I don't know.
No, you know what it is?
What?
I think because I'm like this. When it seems like you have something right there in your grasp, and then a person changes that quick, you want to believe that they were the person they were before they did said thing to you. Mm-hmm. So you're always holding on to that person instead of what's really in front of you.
Mm, interesting. So he was holding on to the Keitra who did not cheat on him the before times.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I was immature, though. Date me now, please.
Well, yes. Okay. Now, in the year of our Lord of 2022, you is a changed woman. You ain't going to cheat no more.
No, I am not. I would not do that to somebody. I was not good at it. That was the lesson, Nicole. Aren't you listening? I wasn't very good at it.
No, I got the lesson. You're not good at it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I couldn't cheat on anybody. I tell my business too much. I would just be like, hey, I cheated on you. Guess what I did last night? I fucked somebody else. Sorry.
What's your sign, Nicole?
I'm a Virgo. Thank you, with a Virgo rising. Thank you again.
Virgo with a Virgo. I don't know that many, except for Beyonce.
Yes, me and Beyonce, we are both Virgos. Thank you.
I don't know if we have good chemistry. I have to look up my chemistry with Virgos.
Wait, what are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay, Pisces and Virgos. Okay, let's see if we're compatible. Oh, a Pisces and Virgo friendship is what? Highly compatible. As Pisces is full of they're full of compassion and will do whatever they can to keep their friends in times of need, making them seem naive in their trust. But this is one aspect of their personality that makes them so unique. What about me? Okay, so we're both mutable signs, which means we're flexible and adaptable and can adjust to any situation, which makes us great friends. Okay. We have a strong sense of morality and appreciate honesty. Let's see. Highly intuitive. Read each other's thoughts without speaking, making us ideal friends.
See, Nicole, we did have instant chemistry because I remember I told you I thought you didn't fuck with me.
Yes, but I don't remember not talking to you or not being like nice to you.
It wasn't that you weren't nice to me. It's just that you went and fucking with me. I was like, oh, hey, I'll get you. You were just like, oh, hi.
Oh, but it's because I didn't know you. You know, when you meet someone for the first time, you're just like, oh, I don't know. Hello.
Nicole, and like, I thought you would be like you were at the Dynasty when we talked.
Sorry. Well, I walked in and you were just like very animated and talking. And I was like, ooh, I want to talk to this person. This is fun.
Yeah. And my boy, and you had my boyfriend. My boo.
Who?
What's that?
Oh, my friend Evan?
Evan. Oh my God.
Oh my God. My boo. What's his name?
So little secret. I have short-term memory loss.
Oh, you do?
Oh, like it's very serious.
I'm so sorry. How did this happen?
I think from birth.
Oh. How do you get tested for that? Because I don't remember shit.
Right. Well, it's like they send you to like mental skills test and basic test, and you like get on this paper and it's like, oh, what's this? A circle, square, repeat what it was. And then it's like square, circle. Mm-hmm. It's just a series of little repeated tests, repetitive stuff. And I do, and people get me like that all the time because people will be like, hey, Keetra, or and they fuck up my name, or Ketra, hey, Ketra. And I'm like, hey. And then I'm like, I've seen you do comedy. And I'd be like, oh, shit, you don't know me. Damn it.
I mean, yeah, I forget that I've met people. I have adopted, I try not to say nice to meet you anymore. I try to say nice to see you. And then sometimes people will go, this is the first time I'm seeing you. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. I'm really glad you pointed that out. That really means the world to me. Thank you.
But Nicole, you're just a nice. First of all, you are one of the only people that I've just like not had like good, I mean, like interaction with before. And we've just seen each other in passing. Mm-hmm. They're like, Keetra. And then I was like, oh, shit. She like took the time to say my name correctly. Like, bet. Like I fuck with you.
Well, OK, it's because my best year friend is Sashir Zameda, and people mispronounce her name so much. And when I first met her, I put her name in my phone incorrectly. I just misspelled it. So every time I looked at it, I was like, that can't be the way you say it. What the fuck? What? So then I just didn't say her name out loud for a while until I heard her say it a bunch of times. And I was like, okay, so her name is Sashir. So then I was like, hey, Sashir. And then she was like, yes. And I was like, oh, I did it. I said it right. I don't know. So it's just like, I try to get people's names right. Sometimes I really fuck it up.
Yeah. Every time somebody fucks my name up. So when somebody says it correctly, it means like the world to me. It shows that they cared enough. I was at a show the other night and this guy was like, I watched several interviews and I was like, damn, I didn't even know I had several interviews. But okay. He was like, I watched several interviews to make sure I was pronouncing your name correctly. And I was like, damn, that means like so much to me.
You know, there's people out there who are trying. Keetra, let me ask you a question. Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes, I do. It was in a coat closet.
A coat closet?
Yeah, I was hot. I was hot out there. I was a little baddie. It was like, I think I was like six or seven. There was this bad boy in my class, Jason. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name, Jason. I'm a little white boy at my little urban school.
Okay.
And he was bad. He used to get kicked out of class every single day. Like, and mm-hmm. I mean, every single day. He was so bad. And he got sent outside our little cubicles where we used to put our coats. That's mm-hmm. where the teacher would send him. And so, of course.
Wait, the teacher would send him to a coat closet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sure he's got some probably issues with like claustrophobia or something. I'm sure he's in therapy right now being like, yeah, that bitch shoved me in a closet. I don't know why. That's fucked up. You can't do that.
It wasn't small. It was like a long room, though.
Still, it's where coats go, not children.
Listen, that's the way they used to do it.
I guess so. All right. So Jason is in the coat closet being bad.
And I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sent back there, too.
Mm.
I don't think she remembered Jason was back there.
Oh, no, this woman.
So we were just back there doing whatever. And Jason was swinging from the little coat thing. And I remember in front of him. And he just kissed me. And I was like, this is grown. This is like too adult for me. And I kissed him back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that.
And then did you guys like talk about it? No, I'm kidding. This is like, how old were you? You were six?
Yeah. Never spoke about it again. Till this day. Till this day. Looking for Jason. Looking for that kiss.
Well, Jason, if you're listening to this and you kiss Keitra, let us know. You could email whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com and let us know about what that kiss was like in a coat closet.
With me. The legend.
Oh, the legend. Have you ever made out like in the back of a school bus?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I've had some very traumatic, like I haven't had very many relationships.
You said traumatic.
Yeah. The first time I got fingered was on a school trip, a basketball sport trip. And this boy named Reginald.
You're putting everybody's names out here.
Yeah.
Well, if it's traumatic, you don't have to talk about it.
They know what it is. They fuck with a legend. So,
okay.
So boys and girls basketball team used to go on field trips together all the mm-hmm. time. But boys were supposed to be in the back. Girls were supposed to be in the front. But of course, inner city school, we bad. We raw. We coming home from a game, a good loss or a good win. Everybody fucking on the bus. Everybody making out, kissing. Somebody get fingered back. I wanted my chance to get fingered. So me and him liked each other. And I take my little hot tail back there. And I sit in the seat. Now, he had fingernails at the time. Yeah. I'm about to say what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. He had fingernails. So I didn't know what it was. So he just put his little hands down there. Well, he was trying. Like, so I had never been penetrated before.
Okay.
So I didn't even know where it was. That was the first time. Like.
What do you mean you didn't know where it was?
I didn't know where my little hole was. I didn't know where the sex hole was.
What do you mean? Wait, how old are you at this point? This is high school.
I was like 14, 15.
Okay. You never had like a mirror and look down there or anything?
No, girl. Good Christian girl. Good Christian girl.
Okay. And you never thought to just like stick your little fingers down there and see what was going on?
Nope.
But you were like, on this bus, let me get fingered.
Yeah. I thought he was just going to touch me. You know, touch me down.
Oh, no.
Just go touch it down. You know, play around a little bit. A little titillation.
Oh, and no.
Then, and then he had nails. So he just he kept going. I was like, ouch. That kind of. So anyway, he just put his finger all the way. But he scratched. So I. Fingering, I still have post-traumatic stress, like, from fingers. Like, you can't, you probably, like, play with my clit or something, but you cannot.
Oh, Keitra.
I'm just telling the people why I got post-traumatic stress.
Keitra.
If you try to slide in my DMs, I'm telling you, off rip, come on now, don't come over there with your little Edward Scissor hands.
Okay. What about the best date you've been on?
Man, I have had such good. I've been flued out a couple of times.
Who flued you out?
Hey, now we can't be saying those names. We can't be.
I want to know who flued you out. Okay. I understand. We can't. Okay.
Wow. It's a couple names I will not draw.
You've been flued out a couple times?
Yeah. Haven't you?
No. Nobody's ever flued me nowhere. I'm the fluer. If I want someone to go somewhere, I gotta be fluing. No one's flued me anywhere.
Yes, Nicole, this is why we're about to be best friends. We finna get you flued out.
This, I mean, Like, where'd you get flued to?
Beautiful. You're too beautiful not to be have gotten flued out. Like,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. Where'd you get flued to?
I mean, a couple of trips out of the country, you know.
Out of the country? You had to get a passport to go on a date?
I've been had a passport. It's passport cheap, baby.
Wait, what country did you get to go to on this date?
We went to Asia. We went to a couple of places. I went to Thailand.
What?
Yeah.
And how long are these dates?
Ooh, that one was like, because he was working. So.
Oh, okay.
That one was like, but I think I was there for like, I think I was in Asia for like three and a half weeks.
Damn. This life. I want this life.
And you can have it. I don't know. See, you out here. You out here. So she got a man.
She does.
But just like, that's why you got to get you a side best friend.
A side. All right. You gonna be my side, get me flued out?
How much have you learned from me already, Nicole?
I have learned that cheating takes a lot of work and it's not fun, and that I too could get flued out if I, but you haven't told me how. How do I make this happen?
I don't know, Nicole. I have the dumbest luck. Once again, I just had the dumbest
luck. So, okay, did you approach these people or did they approach you? I'm like, truly, teach me. Teach me how to get a man with money.
They approach me. Nicole, I am, for as big of an extrovert as I am such an introvert. I am so shy about talking to people. Like, unless, like, you have to be like, hey, okay, it's okay to talk to me. I mean, because I've been in so many crazy situations. I think the only celebrity that ever like dissed me was Drake.
Drake dissed you?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
It wasn't even a Drake. Like, it was, I was at an award show once again.
How are you at all these award shows?
Like, right, not getting an award. And that's why I stopped going to him. Because I was like, I ain't getting no goddamn award. Let me get my ass. I vow not to go to award shows. So I go. Also, you look absolutely beautiful at the, I think you were at the Emmys this year in the pink.
Oh, that was the Critics' Choice Awards.
But that's how you get flued out. Bitch, I'm trying to tell you.
Not one person flued me out after wearing that dress.
Well, did you look?
Not one DM, not one phone call, not an email. Nobody's trying to get at me. What? And that's fine. I get it. Whatever. But still, you have not taught me how to get flued out.
I think you lying, Nicole.
I'm not lying. Not one person has hit me up after that. Not one person was like, you look so beautiful. I want to date you.
You are lying. You gotta be lying.
I am not lying.
Nicole, I have seen your titties.
You've seen my titties?
Yes, and they are good titties.
My naked titties? When did you see my titties?
No, not naked titties. I just seen them in a dress, like pulled out. Not your naked titties. Come on now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying. No. Come on now. Now you got a nice set of titties.
They're fine. They're fine. They're actually pretty small. It's a lot of padding.
Yeah, we talk. You talk about that on your, in your set, but I'm telling you, they look good in a dress.
Well, thank you.
So I don't, that's how come I don't believe you not getting flued out.
I'm not. And I need to know, you still haven't given me the instructions on how to make it happen.
If you'll notice, I haven't told you because I don't have the answer. I had the dumbest, besides, I just had the dumbest luck with meeting.
Wait, how did Drake diss you? So you're at another award show.
Oh, this was, and it wasn't even a diss like that, but this is hilarious. At an award show, I forget what it is. That same night, I met like Diddy. I met 50 that night. Ooh. And I was on a good run. You know, I was at the bar with John Legend, Chrissy Teigen. Okay.
Oh.
I had a good run that night. So I was sitting by myself, like I always do, because I'll be people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And there's at this show at the theater, wherever we were, there's like a separate entrance for and then there's these steps, which is what I didn't see. I didn't notice the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake floated down like Jesus. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Drake floats down like Jesus. And then all of a sudden, he just there, like right in front of me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then a swarm of people out of nowhere come. And then it's everybody like, ah, Joey, love you. And then this white lady and her kid come along like, can I get a picture? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And then he takes a picture with a little white boy. I was like, well, surely. Well, surely. So I wait for the crowd to dismantle. And then it's like still like kind of people. And then I was like, hey, I was like, hey, Drake, what's up? And he's like, what's up? And then I'm like, can I get a picture? He's like, oh, okay, one second. I'll be right back. Never came. Floated back up the steps. Never came back.
He said, no, thank you. Goodbye.
Right. And I you know what? You know what I think it was? I had on my coat.
Oh, he couldn't see the titties.
Well, he wasn't gonna see them. No way. I'm all sternum. Really ain't got no titties. But if I had scooted like 36 inches to the right, mm-hmm. if he'd have caught me with the coat on and mm-hmm. saw my ass sheet hanging off the chair, I'd have got that picture. I got that picture. Wouldn't be no stopping me.
If he just seen that booty cheek just hanging off the chair, he would have said, mm-hmm. Gotta get that picture.
I'm Keith the Cheek. Keith the Cheek.
Wait, real quick, we have to take another break.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Keetra, okay, so what advice do you have for me to try to start, like, finding somebody?
Hang with me, baby. I'm the way.
Okay.
I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No.
But you single, too.
Yeah, yeah. Bitch, we're collective. I'm sorry. You don't have to say it like that, but yeah, bitch, we're together in this.
Okay, we got to wrap this up. Just to bring it back, what you're looking for is a 4-foot goat with money, who's loyal, and not into comedy, and that's what you want.
Absolutely.
So, if someone was to slide into your DMs, would you respond?
If I like you, yeah.
Okay, I ask all my guests this question, Keetra. Would you date me?
Yes, fuck yeah!
Ooh, I love to hear that. Sometimes people say no, and it hurts my dang feelings.
Why would they say no? But Nicole, we are compatible zodiac signs, so...
We are, a Virgo and a Pisces.
We're mutable, so I'm mutable. I don't. First of all, we're going to go on a date. But not that date, that kind of date. We're going to go on a date to get you a date.
Okay. And then we'll get you a date and then we'll all have dates.
So, yeah. Can we, if we don't get that goat, I don't know how it's going to turn out though.
I don't know. I'm telling you, people are going to DM you. They're going to slide into your DMs. They're going to be like, ooh, this person's going to be good for you. Or they'll be like, hey, I'm a man and I'm good for you. Or whatever. Like, I think your DMs are going to be flooded.
Like who's the most successful guest you've had?
The most successful? What do you mean? In terms of like getting DMs or like?
Yeah.
All of my male guests, every single last one of them have thanked me after like a month after the podcast airs. And I go, Nicole, 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 the DMs are plentiful, they are flowing, it is a well, it hath runneth over, what a treat for me and my eyes, lots of titties and whatnot. Yeah, because a lot of single ladies listen to this podcast, and apparently 12 straight men, they keep DMing me to let me know that they're the a new one who has started listening.
So at least 12 DMs. I could expect.
Yes, you're going to get 12 DMs from all my straight men.
At least 12 DMs. I'm going to comb my hair. I'm going to do all the fritz. I'm going to run the nine. And if you are a 4-foot goat.
I love that you just keep saying goat. I want to read. I did get hit on Instagram, or not Instagram, on Twitter recently. This lovely, lovely gentleman. He said, Hello, Nicole. I'm telling you, leave the single life, bypass dating, and skip right to being my lady. I saw you on The Masked Singer, and I'm a man of substance, so I care less about your money. Your body is fire. I love chocolate BBWs with big titties and pretty toes. And I didn't know how. Oh, and then he just tweeted, if you got big humongous titties with big chocolate brown, pink or red tits, red, that needs sucking, and a fat poonanny that needs to be licked and sucked for hours on a regular basis, and you're in Los Angeles, hit me up. It seems like he's just hitting up any old person. Wait a minute. He wrote a song. Treat her like a lady. Ooh, hoo, 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 whoa, whoa. I love this man. His name is Joel Turner, the way you're looking at me. I'm trying to find the other tweets that he tweeted at me. Oh, yeah, he's just tweeting the lyrics to a song. He's having a good time.
So why would you date this man? He sounds, he sounds like a good prospect.
I don't know. Maybe I will date him. I'm trying to find
what is your type, Nicole?
My type, honestly, right now is like nice, kind, caring, nice to me, attractive to me, has a job with like income, living their dream, not like following a dream.
Okay. We gonna find you somebody.
Get me flued out, please, Ketra. Okay, Ketra, we have, oh my God, I just mispronounced your name, Ketra. I got too excited about getting flued out. I'm so sorry.
I'm hanging up. This is over.
Ketra, no! Listen, I got excited about getting flued out, but we have come to the end of the podcast. Do you have anything that you want to promote?
Child, just follow me on Instagram, because by the time y'all hear this, nah.
Okay, well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you're going to follow Ketra. You're going to love Ketra. You're going to DM her. And if you like it, you could rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or whatever, and Spotify and shit. And if you write me a dirty message hitting on me, I will read it. You can write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. Please don't send dick pics, because my wonderful producer Marissa doesn't want them. But also, this person DM'd this one to me. They said, I want to take you on a fun vacation. While there, we'll participate in a grape stomping like I Love Lucy. It'll be so fun. We'll both fall over and get totally covered in grapes and grape juice. I'll lick the sticky grape residue off your body, and you'll enjoy it so much that we'll end up making sweet, sweet love right there at the grape stomping place. I promise I won't get any grape in your puss. After that, we'll go for a delicious meal of authentic pasta, and you guessed it, more wine. Thank you. So that's it for this episode. Your face. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.